I'm Kathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. A 75-year-old man has died in Aberdeen, believed to have suffered a heart attack before crashing his tractor into a fence. Yesterday at around 2:40 a.m, emergency services were called to Dartbrook Road following reports an elderly man had gone into cardiac arrest. When paramedics arrived, they found the man already deceased. Following a wet and arduous summer, the beginning of autumn is expected to be the same, with severe weather warnings being issued across the Hunter today. With the rain expected to continue until at least Tuesday, the Bureau of Meteorology says there is a chance of flash flooding. Motorists are asked to drive to the conditions, and local residents are being advised not to walk, ride or drive through any floodwaters. For help in an emergency, call the SES on 132 500 or 000. Police have renewed calls for local residents to lock their cars and homes after a number of break-in incidents last month. Police report they've had a number of incidents where things have been stolen from unlocked cars and unlocked and open houses. They say in some cases, thieves have merely had to reach in through open car and house windows. In front of a home crowd of more than 29,000, the Newcastle Knights suffered a bitter blow last night, with the St George Illawarra Dragons just pulling ahead to take the win with a golden point. All eyes were on the first NRL encounter last night, with the former Dragons coach Wayne Bennett switching sides this year to mentor the Knights. With a final score of 15-14, Mr Bennett told the Newcastle Herald the Knights were a work in progress. There were a number of fumbles with the ball by both teams throughout the game. The Dragons held an 8-6 lead at halftime, but Newcastle were able to fight back to a 14-all tie in the 80th minute. However, the Dragons just held one over the Knights, with player Zeb Taya able to land a one-pointer to take victory. I'm Kathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage 2nm.com.au and follow the links to the news page.